number three is a closing of part of Templeton Avenue Government Road Allowance between Elton Way and Ritchie Street. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item four is a subdivision and rezoning on the north and south side of Templeton Avenue and east of Ritchie Street under file DAS set 38 of 2012.
Do you wish to both come up at the same time? Or okay. Just state your name and address just for the record, please.
We'll deal with both items at the same time.
Yep.
Name and address, please.
Sure. Pardon me?
You need your names?
Yes, name and address, please. Yeah, just office address.
Okay, I'm Dave Foles, Venstar Development Company, 32530 Keniston Boulevard.
Great, thank you.
And I'm Mark Brown of Venstar Development Company, same address.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have some
handouts?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have the same information on boards here, too, but it's...
You've read the reports, Mr. Brown?
Yes, I have.
Everything's good on the reports, or...?
Well, we have two items of concern that we'd like to address in the report. Can I just generally provide some comment on the application
before I
get into that?
For sure.
Phase map? Maybe the phase map, yeah. This application is for subdivision rezoning in conjunction with a road closing of Templeton Avenue. The proposed zoning amendment will rezone the subject planning area from RR5 to R1M and PR1 to allow for the further development of the low-density residential uses in Amber Trails. The proposed plan of subdivision will create 83 new single-family residential lots over a gross development area of approximately 13.5 acres. The plan of subdivision will establish public reserves, open new public roads, and realign and reopen Templeton Avenue as a local residential street. This is the final phase of development in Amber Trails. The proposed subdivision is a logical continuation of the development and land use pattern in the area and is in keeping with the longstanding development concept for the area and for Amber Trails. The lots are consistent with the use, size, and width of those approved in previous phases. We have read the ACG report and concur with the majority of administration's comments and recommendations. However, there are, two items of concern that we'd like to discuss with respect to the DAS set application. The first one is number 21 that requires...
What page is that?
Oh, boy. I'll have to just give me a quick second.
Is that page 20?
Yeah. 21. Okay. I'll look for that page here. Just give me a quick second.
In the DAS set report, it's probably page
21. 21 or 12.
It's in the ACG.
That should be on page 20. Yeah, that's what I said. Page 20.
It's point 21. I've got it on page 12 of what I was given up front.
It's page 12 of the administrative report. So.
Page 12 of?
It might be different.
The recommendation.
Yeah,
for us,
okay.
It's on
page 20.
Page 20, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay, continue.
Thank you. It states that the developer shall pay in cash on demand its share of the future northbound left turn Stornage Lane at the intersection of Pipeline Road and Templeton Avenue. We'd just like to point out that this recommendation is, this...
Oh, it's right here. Look, it's up here for some reason. Are they numbered differently on ours?
Is there R23? We have 23.
It's 19.
Yeah, it might be something with the numbering.
You want to read it again?
Sure. I just wanted to notice when I pulled the agenda off the city website, the DEMAS website, the numbering was not right. There was numbers missing and sections were...
Okay.
So that might be a part of the confusion. Well, I'll read it again. It says, the developer shall pay in cash on demand its share of a future northbound left turn Stornage Lane at the intersection of Pipeline Road and Templeton Avenue.
Okay.
This recommendation is not consistent with our previous Amber Trails approvals or development agreements. Our continuing issues at the Stornage Lanes will only be required if and when the two additional northbound lanes on Pipeline Road are ever built. We are concerned that will be making a contribution without the two additional lanes on Pipeline Road ever being built, or that a contribution will be required many years in the future, well after Amber Trails is built out and its other development has necessitated the upgrades. It would seem fair that a contribution be made by GenStar only when the extra lanes on Pipeline Road are built by the city prior to completion of our development agreement obligations. So we've suggested a revision saying the developer shall pay at the time of construction its share of a future northbound left-turn storage lane at the intersection of Pipeline Road and Templeton Avenue, provided that the extra lanes on Pipeline Road are constructed by the city prior to the developer completing its obligations under this agreement, AG 38 of 12.
And that's consistent with how it's been previously?
That's consistent with all our previous Amber Trails agreements.
Okay. And what's your other agreement?
Pardon? Our other point is, it's number 29 in the info that I was given at the front, and it's in with respect to public reserve development, and it states that the developer shall grade level.
Where is that? Yeah.
Bear with me a second here. It's number 29 in the information I was given at the front. That would be page 13 of what I was given when I got here, however. It was number 23 on page 21 of what I pulled off the DMIS part of the website.
So how does it start to read again?
It starts by saying, the developer shall grade level and sod and provide appropriate land drainage.
Okay, so
Well, it's asking for us to supply and install the asphalt pathway connection out to the future Chief Pegasus Trail corridor. Typically, in our past agreements and approvals have only required us to grade level and sod public reserves. If an asphalt pathway or anything additional to that standard is required, it's usually a recovery that GenStar gets back from the City of Winnipeg. In terms of the asphalt pathway itself and how it's been handled in the past in terms of the connection to the Chief Pegasus Trail corridor, we've been required to install one. However, there's been a mechanism built into the development agreement for recovery of those costs. The way it's stated now, it seems to be that it's a new requirement or an additional obligation being put on the developer that's not consistent with our previous approvals or the development agreement parameters. So we're asking that either the provision of the asphalt pathway be removed or that the development agreement or some mechanism be included in the approval to allow for recovery of the cost of that asphalt pathway.
Well, I think we need it there. How would we recover
that? Well, typically once it's developed and accepted by the city reimburses us that cost for the pathway.
Was that it, just those 2 points?
There was one else. I don't know if I had spoken with the planner for the area about the fence height in the planner's report. There's a requirement for a 1.2-meter berm along adjacent to the Chief Pegasus Trail corridor for noise attenuation purposes. And typically, we've built a 2-meter fence. On top of that, the planner's report asked for a 1.2-meter fence. We talked about it yesterday, and we'd bring it up today. We'll build the 2-meter fence because that's consistent with what's been done previously. I don't see that there'd be an issue with that.
Counselor, there was some confusion about it should be 2 meters.
Okay.
And you're agreeable to that?
Yes.
So there's no issue with that? Okay.
That's all. That's in the zoning agreement and the servicing agreement.
Okay.
So both would have to be consistent.
Alrighty. Should we go back to the, should we deal with number 3 first?
Sure. Start making motions.
Can we just for? I know no one else is here.
Can I talk about the motion?
Sorry.
So Inga has wording that she needs, because that always gets complicated, right?
Did you, Kim, have any comments with respect to?
Regarding the.
The wording.
On-demand payment for the turning lane at Pipeline Road. The administration has consistently. Put it in the ACT report as an on-demand payment, and for the last, at least two prior public hearings in Amber Trails, the committee had amended that clause.
other is the commitment fee. Could you read that out? That's on page 20. The developer shall pay.
Yes, so it would state as it is, the developer shall pay at time of construction its share of a future northbound left turn storage lane at the intersection of Pipeline Road and Templeton Avenue, provided that the extra lanes on Pipeline Road are constructed by the city prior to the developer completing its obligations under this agreement, AG 3812.
So it's not just wording at the end, there's also some changes.
Is there?
What is the actual amendment you're doing? The piece that...
The issue, as it was stated in the ECG report, was the developer shall pay in cash on demand its share of a future northbound left turn storage lane at the intersection of Pipeline Road and Templeton Avenue.
Provided that the...
And then we're asking for the provided that portion be added.
That the extra lanes are constructed.
So you want it consistent with how it's been done?
Yes, yeah. That's how I took that wording out of the previous
agreement. So what is that wording? Provided that the extra
lanes are constructed.
The extra lanes on Pipeline Road are constructed by the city prior to the developer completing its obligations under this agreement, AG 3812.
So you're saying, is that, correct me if I'm wrong, is that saying that if you're finished your, this agreement lasts for how long?
Well, typically until we meet all of our obligations and terms and requirements of the agreement. So
if we don't add the two lanes, then you're not doing the work and you're not going to pay for the work? Is that
not our contribution. What we're saying is that we don't think that those two lanes are ever going to be built. Why would we make a contribution to something that's not going to happen or not going to happen until substantially far into the future?
How do you know it's not going to happen?
There's not much development out there. There's no lands designated for future development north of Chief Pegasus Trail, and the lands up there are not serviceable at present time. So,
I think that's a key item is that the storage lane, the left turn storage lane, would be it's really not required based on the development that we're doing right now, right?
So at some point in the future, when we do end up double laning it, sometime in the far, far future, you wouldn't have to provide any money for that lane. Is that right?
Not based on what's been placed in previous
agreements.
This change has sort of been put in place every time we've been for our lands north of Templeton as we've moved along. This provision has been put in place in the agreement, sort of insinuating that if it happens to be required while we're doing it, the rate will pay for it. If we're done and out of there and it's something else that precipitates need for it, then it's really not fair to hold GenStar responsible for it is really the crux of our argument.
But there might be need, if there ever was development beyond that, it would need turning lanes as well, right?
It could potentially, certainly, yeah.
Like that, correct me if I'm wrong, but that turning lane is associated with sort of that corner of your property, right? So.
It would be at that time. What we're saying is that as it is right now, our development has not necessitated the need for the turning lane, so we're not.
The other item, if you just go back there for a second, that was on page 21. Did you get wording for that?
What they had asked for is either that the provision of the pathway be removed or they want recovery of the cost.
No, I think the path needs to be put in. That's what I'd like to see, but it's not something they're asking for, so a credit or a reimbursement scenario, I think we could ask.
I didn't have any particular worry, just that we'd be entitled to a recovery as consistent with previous Amber Trails agreements.
Okay. Kim, is there some wording for that?
Okay. Outside, don't necessarily have specific wording, but if we can just identify that just the provision, if we can provide a court
quick. That should work.
Okay. So, back to 3 then.
Okay, well, I gotta go through a bit of procedure here, so I'll just get to this guy now for just a quick second there.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is anyone else here in support of the application? Support? Anyone in opposition? In opposition? No. For information. Okay, Councillor Sharma, on the closing.
I'd like to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary, carried. All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, carried.
I move that the